Windows, you know you need them. Your energy bills are high. And your home isn't comfortable when your windows are drafty, leaky, and noisy.
Ah, so he's so full of cheer. He only has to work one day a year.
At a fair price? Sears Home Central. Just call 1-800-645-2216 for a free in-home consultation and estimate. Sears vinyl-framed windows glide smoothly and tilt in for easy cleaning. The multi-pane glass may help reduce your energy cost. And with Sears, the work will be done right, on time, and on budget. And Sears makes getting your new windows simple and affordable. Call 1-800-645-2216 for a free in-home estimate. Not available in all areas. Ask your representative for written warranty. Services and materials provided by a Sears authorized contractor. Name and license numbers available on request. You know you need them. So call now for Sears replacement windows. 1-800-645-2216. That's 1-800-645-2216.
The Pope has amended a Vatican pronouncement that the Roman Catholic Church was the, quote, only way to salvation, saying that heaven is open to all as long as they are good. He said at an audience that all of the just on earth, including those who ignore Christ and his church, were called upon to build the kingdom of God, end quote. The Telegraph of London said his words repeated what was announced at the Second Vatican Council 40 years ago. That's the news on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
Hey, how about a root beer?
The views and opinions come heard on this program down do not the highway of dreams. Full body flavor in a root beer that screams,
get
station.
Your lips on Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town, grab one for the road. Pop your top down, get your lips on Route 66.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
All aboard!
Yeah! Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
I.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Ooh! Push that button.
Good morning once again. Welcome back to Travel World. We're back in studio at Studio Baderwood. We have Vic Phillips in studio with us. We've got Yoav and Steven. Welcome
good
back.
Morning.
Morning, hi, everybody.
We're back from our weekend up at Mont Tremblant, the Westin Mont Tremblant Resort, last week, and had the opportunity to experience a bit more of the resort after we finished with our show. Willem took the gondola ride up to the top of the peak.
What a beautiful view there, too. You get to see the lake, Lac Tremblant, the entire village, which is actually quite nice. It's a whole walking village.
We got many, many stores, yeah. And it's just nice to take in the clean, crisp winter air, and it's the reminiscent of a European-style ski village. Also, we relaxed in their source, and the indoor pool, the hot tub, the whirlpool, the fitness center.
That was something. It's called La Source. It's an entire, it's kind of like an aqua park indoors. You've got a great pool with all kinds of fantastic little things that you can use there. You can swing in this thing. There's a big rope. There's the deep end where you can dive. You can wade through it. And there's also a pretty big hot tub there, too.
Oh, it can take a lot of people at one time, and even some kids were actually swimming in the hot tub.
Yeah.
That's a hot tub.
Steven was about to fix them kids for that.
Say, no, go into the deep end, 10 feet, and
he's not.
They can stand three on top of one another.
He's not exactly amenable to kids splashing him in the face while he's trying to sit and relax in the hot tub.
It's hot water. Boiling hot water hitting in your face.
Yeah, yeah.
Some people were actually sitting outside in the outdoor hot tub.
The father puts his kids in this hot tub with floaters on their arms, and the kids are slashing Steven in the face. And he's going, no, no, you realize that's not nice. Other people want to sit here.
Oh, that doesn't work. You're nice.
Why don't you take your toddlers out of the hot tub? And he walked away.
They have a kiddies pool. They have a kiddies pool there, too.
Yeah, there's a kiddies pool.
There's a place for them. And after, of course, working up an appetite, there's some great places to dine at Tremblant, which we experienced, La Forge.
It's funny we should mention the word La Forge with Vic here, because it was pretty well 9 years ago that the three of us were on our trip to Belgium, and we met Count LaForge.
Yes, at
no relation.
The perfume factory.
I was in the cave at midnight.
Midnight.
Right.
Some dodo birds taking us through a perfume factory.
At
most
midnight?
Boring place I've ever been in my life.
Yeah.
Well, Belgium, we much preferred the food at Tremblant, the mega filet mignon cut to order, cooked to order, with baked potato, and Willem enjoyed the creme brulee. He's a creme brulee fan,
yeah.
Which was actually
something we picked up while we were in
Belgium.
That
was a legacy. That was a legacy of the trip to Belgium.
Yeah, that's the only thing they know how to make. That and bread. Remember that first night, Vic?
Oh.
The first time we were there and they made us eel?
Oh, yes. I can still taste
it. Nobody liked it.
Nobody likes eel. It tastes exactly as if it brought up half of the sand from the riverbed in its scales. So no.
They gave me a piece covered in chocolate, and I didn't know what it was. I thought it was like a Hershey bar.
Chocolate eel?
Yeah.
What's wrong with this?
Some of the cuisine in Belgium leaves a lot to be desired.
But we'd escape, and we'd go to Amsterdam.
Oh,
yes.
Amsterdam was where
one of the wildest cities in the world.
I remember driving in there, and then Vic, of course, and there's this blonde in a bread truck says, follow that blonde in the bread truck. Remember that?
Yeah. You know, the little bread truck that was driving around as we were trying to find our way to what was then the, Ramada Renaissance. So.
Yeah, that's right, with Michel Lenné. And yeah,
she's still there.
Uh-huh,
to the best of my knowledge, she has not absconded.
That's one.
It's funny, you know, we can
change
sit here.
Jobs.
We're broadcasting today from Montreal. We can sit here and talk about all the places we've been to all over the world. We're always on the go somewhere.
Well, one of the interesting people we met was actually last week at Creperie Catherine, when we met the former cook on board a Canada Steamship Line Laker who now runs a creperie in the
I got to be careful not to pronounce
spot.
That word wrong.
Yes.
But yes.
Yeah.
Talking about Dave Cooper, yes.
But crepes are, they're a delicacy. Well, delicacy. They're a great breakfast meal, and they can also have lunch. They made great crepes when we were there. Stephen had his usual. It was almost like an omelet, but it was a breakfast
omelet
crepe.
Omelet wrapped in a breakfast crepe.
Yeah.
Delicious.
And I had my little banana one after that. It was delicious.
That
wasn't too
good.
Sweet.
No.
I mean, there was a breakfast place here in Montreal I went to. And man, it's like they put the whole jar of Nutella in it. And I'm like, oh, I didn't want
to have
that.
There's a right and a wrong way. You have to still be able to taste the flavor of the crepe, not to cover it up completely with a very sweet taste, especially at breakfast. You don't need that sweetness.
But this also lends more credence to our own thing about when we travel, the most interesting part is meeting the people there, because Catherine, having been a cook on board ship, we got a lot of shipping stories to talk about, because my father and my entire family was seafaring. I'm the first landlubber of the family, or at least my sisters and I. Because my father, he worked on board the Royal Interocean Lines of the Netherlands back in 1946 through 1952.
You should take Vic's Talking Parrot.
Yeah, Vic's.
they make a great team.
You're almost a pirate. You've got pirate lineage.
If I put Max on this show, we'd be kicked off the air so fast.
Max the Parrot knows every word that the FCC will not let you put on the air.
That's so. Right. Max the Parrot, in fact, could be confused with Art Farley. So
yes. No, Max the Parrot has a better vocabulary.
That is true.
A cleaner vocabulary.
That's true.
And I would rather spend the night with Max the Parrot.
So.
But, of course, Max the Parrot has not been in a video.
There was another very, interesting person that we met when we went to Restaurant LaForge at Mont Tremblant, which is right at the foot of the slope.
You see the
snowmaking
equipment?
It's very important to emphasize that about the Tremblant village. You walk maybe 50 feet and you are at the lift. And you know, at LaForge Restaurant, there was a guy, now it's funny, me being a person who partakes in neither, ended up talking for hours to this guy who was actually a connoisseur of wine and cigars, having written a couple of articles in specialty magazines about that. And he was telling us all about, they had this bottle of wine there that was $1,100. And, you know, I gingerly give it back. Yes.
Don't want to break that. You will be responsible for paying.
It's a lot of money for a bottle of wine.
Well, you know, you want to find out what makes one better than the other. And the guy had a lot to say and very interesting things. And it, again, you learn so much by traveling that you wouldn't learn in school or anything.
It's a place to ask questions and a place for connoisseurs of fine steak, seafood, wine, and cigars. LaForge at the top of the Mont Tremblant village, just at the base of the ski hill, at the top of the shops and restaurants of the village itself.
And there's a great restaurant at the top of Mont Tremblant called the Grand Manitou. So you can actually get to the top of the mountain and relax. There's a lodge, a big one, and you know, you just sit there and it's like you're at the top of this hill
It's a major mountain, major mountain.
It's a major, major, major mountain, but you're at the top, and you have, you're overlooking just about everything. You can see for miles and miles and miles.
Miles and miles.
Yeah.
Of scenery.
Of scenery, yes. And there's the microwave communications tower right next door to it, too, for the cell phones. Oh, microwave communications tower for cell phones.
Gotcha.
Yes.
It's a tongue twister.
And yeah, it was. Today say it again 10 times.
Today we'll be talking more about warmer destinations. Last week we talked about ski and the winter as the winter approaches. We're in the middle of winter, but officially December 21st. But looking at Florida destinations, Vic Phillips is with us, Canada's Centennial Anchorman. He'll be talking about Amelia Island, the plantation, and just near Jacksonville. And we have Judith Ritter, West Palm Beach, and Neil Drabkin on the nightlife and fun in South Florida. He's down in Fort Lauderdale. So a full Florida show here on Travel World. And also, Vic Phillips is in town, so of course he's at the Hotel Dufour on St. Catherine Street, the heart of the action, a all-suite property and executive mini-suites for the business traveler. A great location for those wanting to do restaurants and nightlife and bookstores. Hotel Dufour at www.hoteldufour.com, 1-800-565-6333. European-style setting, the latest hospitality standards, and high-speed internet access, Hotel Dufour.
Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Travel World will continue.
Travel World Radio Show.
An hour of news and views for thinking teens and their families. Join us live at 2 p.m. Eastern each Saturday to hear some of the brightest teenagers on radio. Call in or send us an instant message to Speak Out Live. Make your voice heard. Stay informed with Speak Out, news, discussions, and much more each Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern for the teens in your life. Tell your friends. You'll find us on this station and Liberty Works Radio.
Across America, children are waiting for holiday gifts. But across the globe, in places like Latin America and Africa, needy children are waiting for food, waiting for medical attention, waiting for comfort. You can end the waiting for one needy girl or boy by becoming a Christian Children's Fund sponsor. Call 1-800-718-1313 and see how much you can provide for a needy child with a gift of just 80 cents a day. Food, clothing, education, proper medical care, all for just 80 cents a day. A small price for the life of an innocent child. Please call 1-800-718-1313. Within 10 days, you'll receive a life story and a photo of a child who needs your help. There's no obligation, simply a chance to bring health and hope to a boy or girl waiting for you to call. Please don't make that child wait. This giving season, learn how easy it is to become a Christian Children's Fund sponsor. Call now, 1-800-718-1313.
Never in history has it been more important to know and understand the law, especially if you're in business. Yellow. But while you may know all the results about widgets, you're no lawyer.
Why you savvy take your calls in the center, right?
Journey to ACS, I'm sorry? American Contracting.
Okay, you give out our phone number,
and the
right?
reason we understand
the
law.
Yeah.
ACS rights.
Okay, just making sure. Because I got some phone numbers coming up. I just want to make sure they should play in the show.
And regulations enforce in all
I'm sorry, what was
states.
That? You got callers?
Is one of the most costly and time
now, that phone line is coming up. I just want to make sure they should play inside the show.
What? Oh, for, you mean for
liners that give for callers? Network?
Well, we don't solicit callers for our show.
Huh?
We don't solicit callers for the show.
Okay, so I'll just pop this liner down and play something else in place.
Thanks.
One check per pay period appeals to you. Call ACS today at 801-741-8356. American Contracting Services, making business simpler. 801-741-8356.
Take advantage of Audio Video On Command's Christmas special and get 2 months free with the purchase of 1 year internet audio service. That's right. For the ridiculously low fee of $4.50 a month, you can have an internet service that will link an audio message to your personal or business website. A message that can be changed as many times as you need to change it without additional charges. Audio Video On Command even makes it possible for you to link an audio message to your personal or business emails. So don't miss out on this limited offer.
Hey, Tony, when you walked in, what time did you start in the morning and what time did you get in?
Yuletide greetings to loved ones.
Let me see. I got here yesterday morning at 10 o'clock.
For more information, go to
you walked in again?
OnCommand.com website and access voice web service or call 410-857-5600. That's 410-857-5600 and ask for an audio video on command salesperson.
A new century is coming.
I started working yesterday morning at 11 o'clock.
Questions.
Will there be peace? Remember that day that you walked in
will a small
around
town
July?
In Texas ever be hit with a hurricane?
Will
your daughter ever need a new
You weren't in, country? And Bob, you were late, but Bob said that you walked
by.
In.
No
crystal ball can make one
I'll pay you the next break. Five seconds.
We'll be there.
We're back.
Yeah, direct from the ratings library. We got Melissa Etheridge. And of course, we're talking about hot places and water, and we've got Florida topics.
Florida today with.
We welcome Vic Phillips back to Montreal.
Hey, guys, glad to be back here. I took the VIA train all the way from Toronto to Montreal, about a 220-mile drive, and it was just great.
You had a great time aboard, as you always do, and sitting in VIA 1 first class. And you came in today to talk to us about Amelia Island Plantation, which is just near Jacksonville, around 30 miles north of Jacksonville. And that's actually where the baseball general managers held some meetings in the beginning of November.
That's right. Now, Jacksonville itself is one big city in the northern part of Florida. Had a bad experience in Jacksonville a few years ago. That's where some people took me out for dinner late at night. And then they pointed me with my rental car. They said, okay, this is how you get out of the city. And you head out on the highway and you'll be back in your hotel in the beaches area of Jacksonville. Uh-huh. This is a safe way to go. So off they went and I'm in a car. I don't know where I'm going. And I take this roadway heading to the highway and there's a big sign, road closed. So I had to turn back into downtown Jacksonville.
Oh.
It was the middle of the night and all of a sudden these people started coming out.
Of the woodwork.
They take over the town at night, and boy, was it a scary time. And I drove around for an hour looking for a police station or a cop or anything. Couldn't find anything. But then my friends who dropped me off, they got home and they heard on the radio that all the highways were closed that night for road repairs, whatever. They drove back into the city and saved me. That was one close call.
That was closed. That was nice. You have to know where you're going.
This time I just flew to Jacksonville, took a car, and went to Amelia Island, which is located about 32 miles from Jacksonville near Georgia. And Amelia Island is 13 miles long at its widest, and it's 2 miles wide. Population, only 54,000 people. It has one town, Fernandina Beach, with 10,000 people. A nice, quiet area. It's a town filled with historic buildings, bookstores, antique shops, and it's a perfect getaway with an average yearly temperature of 70 degrees.
That's great.
Nice.
Yeah.
Doesn't get too
warm
hot and not too
Tampa or Miami, but it's perfect. And I'm just looking at something I can read from a book here. Amelia Island, this is what they say, is Florida's Golden Isle, which the French visited, the Spanish developed, the English named, and the Americans tamed. It's the only location in the entire United States that have been under 8 different flags, including the Confederate flag. The Confederates took it over Fort Clinch in April of 1861.
Yes, Fort Clinch is a very very interesting historic site if you're in the area of Jacksonville to drop by because we visited it on a previous tour of the area. And no, there is Confederate history. There's Revolutionary War history.
Oh, yeah.
There's the legacy of the Indian Wars against the Seminole Indians in the area, too. So.
Yeah. The Confederates didn't do that well, though. They lost that fort a year later, 1862, to the damn Northerners.
But where did you stay? Did you stay at
at a resort called The Plantation, which is a huge complex spread over 1,350 acres. And it's perfect for hosting conventions or couples or people who want a golf package. And the plantation has tennis, cycling trails, fitness center, jogging, and a lake stocked with fish. It's quiet. But if you want company like I did in the evenings, just head to the bar.
I always do, yeah.
Yeah, I headed to the bar, and one night I met hundreds of healthcare workers who were attending a seminar.
Workers.
Yep.
A little better than
social workers, yes.
Yeah, I joined right in and made a lot of friends. The place was hopping with a lot of nurses.
Oh, yes.
And
a wet nurse.
But then once you leave the bar area, I mean, there might be 200, 300 people at the bar area because the plantation's
great. That was a Freudian slip. You said the bear area.
But then once you go to your room, it's totally quiet after. You don't hear a sound from any of the rooms.
Okay, that's good.
Okay. And there are a lot of good restaurants inside the plantation. Including the Veranda restaurant, which was my favorite. It serves top-notch seafood, American dishes, and some exotic ones, too. And I met the head chef there. He has 75 cooks working under him at the plantation. Ooh. And many of them are trained by the top chefs of the world. And, Stephen, you and I know that we've eaten at some of the great places. Well,
great meals in different hotels around the world.
Oh, yeah. And for sports, the plantation hosts the Bausch & Lomb Ladies Tennis Championships. It was won last year, I think, by Monica Seles. And there's several top-notch golf courses. I played with a former professional at the Ocean Lynx Club, which was designed by Pete Dye and Bobby Weed. These names mean nothing to you unless you're a golfer, but any golfer out there listening in know that Pete Dye and Bobby Weed make great golf courses, and they're really tough. And the pro only beat me by 4 shots.
Oh.
My game was on. And
you had a good game.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, the lady comes by with a cart serving booze, and I stayed off the booze because I had a side bet. And with the pro. So I pretended I was drinking vodka, and I bought him a few vodkas. Yeah, a couple of doubles.
Oh, yeah, so he was like kind of tipsy up there.
Yeah, so I got more than my money back.
So that's how Vic narrowed
the score. Secret to success on the golf course at Amelia Island.
Yeah.
And he didn't tell you what the score was.
Yeah, it was great. And in almost every hole there, you can see the ocean. It's absolutely stunning with the waves crashing against the cliffs.
Now we're getting jealous. You got to watch
beautiful thing.
Yeah, write that down. The Ocean Links Golf Course. It costs about $85 to play this time of year with a cart, but they can work out golf packages if you're on a budget.
And this is their slow season. In North Florida, it only starts to pick up mid-April, early May, so you can get some good deals traveling in the off-season. Still warmer than it's going to be for our listeners in the Northeast or the Midwest, but you're going to get good deals at this time.
Oh, yeah.
It might be a nice getaway for listeners in Abbeville, don't you think?
The driving distance, Abbeville. Uh-huh. And it's a direct flight. Listeners in Shelby get on the flight an hour and 20 minutes from Charlotte aboard U.S. Air. And
Chattahoochee listeners can get there also real quick, too.
3.5 hours right across the state.
Now, another golf course nearby is called Oak Marsh. Water crosses the fairways of 14 holes. So, Stephen, the way you hit the ball, a good drive for you is like 10 yards.
Oh, my God!
Where was it we played? Was it Raleigh-Durham?
Raleigh, yes.
Yes, but where you shot 200 and something.
That's where Steve gets a first down.
God!
he thinks it's football.
Yeah, when Willem and I go, we figure that it's like bowling, that the higher the score, the better.
What do you mean, white man? Yeah. Not that bad.
Well, okay. Stephen told me, I thought he was a golfer when we first went out. He said to me, you know, Vic, I play in the low 70s. And I thought, this man's a good golfer. Yeah, yeah.
That's
PGA. But then when we got there, I said, you play in the low 70s. He says, well, I mean, temperature. Any hotter than that, I'm going to go and do other stuff.
Yeah. Steve and I first learned to golf when we went to the Pocono Mountains. And they had a golf pro who gave us, you know, a few of the basics, whatever.
The Shawnee.
Had a swing, a club.
Well.
Yeah, it's very important.
Well, the swing is almost all, is everything as far as golf.
Talk to Tiger Woods about it.
Hey, Willem, do you know the difference between a golf ball and a woman's G-spot?
I have a feeling.
A man will spend much longer looking for a golf ball. And here's a tip for you, Willem. If you want to meet new people, and this will work anytime you two guys are away from me and you're traveling across the U.S., if you want to meet new people, just pick up someone else's golf ball on the golf course.
And then they'll be chasing after you.
Yeah, you'll you mean like the way I met new people in Fort Worth, Texas, while playing with the shuffleboard pucks?
Yes, you pick them up, and they will not be pleased if you interfere with their game.
Yeah.
Now, there are half a dozen other private and public courses on the island. The plantation is the spot to stay. I can highly recommend it. And you can call them at 1-800-874-6878. 1-800-874-6878. the plantation.
Yeah, Amelia Lots Island Plantation. Yeah, it's a well-known resort, and many companies use it for conferences, incentives.
Now, one man owns the plantation. I didn't realize that, and he made his fortune from coal mining in West Virginia. And now hundreds of homes with price tags from $500,000 up to maybe $4 or $5 million surround the golf course. So a lot of wealthy people live in the area. And again, I have to say, Amelia Island has the ideal golf climate, beautiful scenery, lots of great restaurants. And it's the kind of spot people on Travel World love to go to, and I want to go back to it.
Great place to visit.
Any place with a bit of Confederate history, a bit of golf course. I'm wondering, if we had sent Vic to Abbeville, okay, on a little golf course tour of South Carolina, I'm sure he'd never come back.
He would be still out there playing every course in the state. But one thing with Amelia Island is I was looking through their website at AIPFL.com. Number of villa accommodations, ideal for families. So you have 1, 2, 3-bedroom villas. And with a variety of activities on site, golf, tennis, the beach, cycling, you'll find something for everyone in your party. And that's why it has been a successful addition to the conference and incentive travel scene.
Yeah, I talked to people there who were at the hotel. I wasn't with them, but I bump into them in the bar, and they were like doctors, lawyers. They were all there for conferences and seminars, and they say they go there year after year after year. So it's perfect. They'll have their morning meetings and then go out and golf in the afternoon with a lot of golf courses nearby. And great shopping in Fernandina Beach.
With the Victorian homes, a number of restored Victorian homes in Fernandina Beach and area that make it a pleasure to just drive up and down the coastal highway.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that it's part of wacky Florida where the election count continues to this day.
And that's where we'll be talking after the half-past break for a news update. Judith Ritter is down in West Palm Beach, and she didn't have to go all that way to look for Chads. But we knew that it was always in Lachine, but we've been a couple of years straight in West Palm Beach with Willem in 99 and with Vic this past year. So Judith Ritter, next on Travel World.
Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Travel World will continue.
Travel World Radio Show.
This is Liberty Works Network News. I'm Mark Allen. At least 10 people were killed in the strongest explosion of Israeli-Palestinian violence in weeks. The Reuters news service called it a day of rage in which Palestinians daubed defiance in blood on the walls inside Jerusalem's old city. The latest violence coincided with the anniversary of the start of the 1987 to 1993 Palestinian uprising. Palestinian youths dipped their hands in blood and held them aloft in a show of defiance and made handprints on stone walls lining an alley. President Clinton has called Russian leader Vladimir Putin.
Hello.
Go ahead, Tony.
Yeah, okay. Judith is on the line. Now, what was it you were asking me before?
Yeah, what time did you get up and start walking from Baltimore to make it to Westminster?
I left at 2 in the morning and made it as far as...
Sykesville?
No, I made it to the top of Reisterstown. Actually, I made it from Baltimore to the beginning of Route 40, or 140, whatever that is.
And that's when Bob got you?
Yeah, my legs wouldn't go any further. My muscles starting to tighten up, so I just gave him a call, asked him to come pick me up. So I think that was like, it's 40 miles from my house to here.
Yeah.
So I think I did like about 22 miles.
Jeez. Okay. Why didn't you take your car?
Because my car was busted like it is now.
Oh. Is it still busted?
No, it's. I blew it up the other day.
And what did you do to it?
Oh, some guy ran me off the road, and I tried to chase him down. Right as I caught up to him, I blew the engine.
Okay, well, that would do it. Okay.
Yeah, 22-mile chase. Stand by.
And not the same 22 miles. Oh, my goodness. What are we going to do?
Help you reduce your debt load and get caught up again. It's called AmeriDebt. Call them at 1-800-842-7900. Ameridet can help you reduce your monthly payments as much as 50%. They'll negotiate with your creditors for you, eliminating or reducing your interest rates. And they'll consolidate your bills into one lower monthly payment, even if you're not a homeowner, even if you're way behind. Ameridet can help. If you have more than $2,000 in debt, call Ameridet now for a free debt consultation. 1-800-842-7900. It's a completely confidential service, and there's no obligation. So if you've noticed the debt danger signs, call Ameridet now. Not available in all states. That's Ameridet. 1-800-842-7900.
The truth behind the income tax. Finally, a video which can explain to you the misconceptions of Social Security numbers and employment taxes. Tired of big government draining your family's financial resources? Tired of you and your spouse having to sometimes work more than one job each just to plug that drain? The truth behind the income tax. An eye-opening video, yours for only $24 postpaid. Order now. Make check or money order payable to Liberty Works Radio Network.
30 seconds.
Behind the Income Tax, 12 Carroll Street, Westminster, Maryland, 21157. Order now. Learn the lawful way to keep the government's hands out of your pockets. Learn the misconceptions of Social Security numbers and employment taxes. Order now. The truth behind the Income
Tax. 10 seconds.
Westminster, Maryland, 21157. Order now. The truth behind the Income Tax, just $24 postpaid.
Go.
Attend that music mercifully.
Thank you.
Yes.
Oh. The cue down of the music library here on Travel World. Damn. And back with
if
our...
If it was queued up at any particular time, yes. The fun of live radio. Welcome to Travel World once again. Willem Back, Stephen Pickford, Vic Phillips, special guest in the studio, and Yoav.
And on the line now, Judith Ritter.
What was that supposed to be?
Continuing on our... topic of the day, Florida, winter destination. And you know, you've heard Florida in the news, and everyone's talking Florida, Florida, Florida. But today we'll spend our time not talking about elections. We'll be talking about travel. And Judith is back from West Palm Beach, Palm Beach County. There's the Palm Beaches. There's different areas of the county as a whole. And good morning, Judith.
Oh, good morning to you. We're Florida dreaming this morning.
Wish we were there because it is nice and cold this morning in the Northeast.
Well, you know, even when you're coming from the north, colder climates, you know, even when you're on the plane, you're already dreaming, I think, anticipating the change of weather. And of course, the fact that it's so easy to get from where I am in Canada and also the east coast of the States by Air Canada, the fact that it's so easy really hypes the whole feeling of I can get out of this cold in a second, you know, and get to the mystique of Palm Beach. And it's really the preserve of the rich and famous. I know you've been there, Stephen, and remember those wide streets, palm lines, those
palm
elegant
rice.
Shops with the inner courtyard.
Judith, you're rubbing it in.
Sometimes I felt like I was in Venice, and I love those mansions all along the sea. And although the place, Palm Beach, is old money and refined, most people know, of course, that Donald Trump has his digs there, Mar-a-Lago. That's that 58-bedroom, 33-bathroom estate, which he's turned into a private club to avoid some sort of zoning regulations. And there are so many other beautiful homes, which you can see by taking a drive along the sea, which is an entertainment in itself. Although some of the houses have these high, high hedges, you do get the tantalizing little peak there.
That's one of the fun things to do. We drove up and down the coast. That's just one of the many things that you can do while you're in the area. There's shopping, there's the dining, there's the museums.
Right, and of course, window shopping is really a great activity. And I say window shop because even at a markdown sale in Palm Beach, everything is over the top for most of us workaday world folks. The street to shop on is Worth Street, and I think that's a great name. It's worth a lot. The stores are Ralph Lauren and Gucci and Tiffany's, and then these individual designer boutiques. Really astonishing. A lot of fun is people watching, and to see the people who are actually actually shopping, the people with big shopping bags full of clothes that are worth the price of a small house. And, of course, their limousines are waiting outside. They can't even carry their shopping bags, half a block.
Stephen and I going there, we went shopping along Worth Avenue last year. And we didn't actually buy anything, but I'll still never forget this huge limo pulls up to one of the stores, and this burly bodyguard type pops out, and this little punce jumps out of the back seat, and he's about 5 years old, and he walks into this toy store in Palm Beach. I've never seen anything like it. And he's surrounded by three or four of his bodyguards, and he walks into the toy store, and he points, and we watched as he pointed to different things. He wanted this, that. And as he pointed to everything, these people just picked up his stuff that he wanted, and they walked away. And, I mean, no money changes hands, of course, not in Palm Beach. That's a little gauche. No credit card, nothing. I mean, they just know these people, and we don't know who this was, but obviously someone with tremendous wealth who could maybe buy Bill Gates. Who knows? But this
when
little
you tell that story, people think you're making it up, but it's absolutely true. But it's also really lovely there because it has that kind of Florida Mediterranean look from the 20s, you know, the narrow passageways that bring you behind the clothing shop where there are antiques and art galleries. Now, another tip that's not about shopping is that there's a wonderful local theater that the Palm Beach folks all go to called Florida Stage. And what's interesting about it is like a small New York theater. Always have an interesting play. And this holiday season, if you're going to get some tickets as soon as we get off the air, The Music Lesson is playing. And so that's a great thing to do when you're down there. And at the other end of the spectrum, you can charter a fishing boat. And we were recommended to charter Captain Ernie. Supposedly, he knows all the secret spots, packs you a lunch, and off you go. We didn't get a chance to do it, but if you get a chance, check out Captain Ernie.
Did you catch the fish? Are you going to make your own lunch, you didn't catch anything?
Captain Ernie makes the lunch, and if you're not going to do that, there are lots of places to eat out in Palm Beach, kind of pricey, but I'm going to tell you a couple of interesting places. One secret spot in the middle of all the opulence is Green's Pharmacy. They have a luncheonette, and it's where the locals, the firefighters, the police officer, the shoe repair person, that's where the ordinary people go in Palm Beach to have a sandwich and shoot the breeze, and you never know what famous might show up at the lunch counter. And a great little family place is Joe's. Joe and her son run a French restaurant, not too touristy, and locals go there too. But if you want to break the bank, and this is what I did, just to get the real feel of luxury, the classic Palm Beach is Café L'Europe, or Café L'Europe. You do need reservations there, but it's absolutely the pinnacle of Shishi. It's been around for 20 years. The manager is Bruce Strickland, most charming, and of course made sure that
you're allowed
that
to say
we were happy
Shishi
every minute.
What did you eat? And what did you eat everything off the menu? And price was no object.
I read the menu from the right to the left. Check the prices out. I had the gnocchi with wild mushrooms, and all the pasta is made there. And, of course, it's Florida, so fish is great. They had sautéed Chilean sea bass with fava beans. They have lots of salmon on the menu, swordfish. Anyway,
it
almost doesn't matter what you eat because the decor with Florida ceiling arched windows and beautiful china is just so nourishing.
You know, I think it was that Captain Ernie that took us fishing that time, Stephen. I'm not sure, but I remember I caught a fish, and it was so big. It was huge. They took a picture of it, and the picture weighed 11 pounds.
Now, that sounds like a fish story, and I'm sure Captain Ernie didn't have the same beautiful china as they did at Café L'Europe.
Well, that's one of your favorites now. You know, you were saying when you got back that you'd go back there at the drop of a hat to eat there.
I absolutely would, and of course I can't go often, but our listeners from the South are pretty lucky. You know, if I lived in Georgia, I'd drive, all night to eat at Café L'Europe.
Anybody from Easton, Georgia?
Yeah, Easton, Georgia, Western South Carolina on 1590.
That's right. Right. And of course, I know you guys went off to the Breakers.
Yes, Willem drove around.
Wonderful hotel.
He pulled up to the front gate, drove through the portico in his Plymouth Prowler.
Yes,
and heads turned.
So. I did. It was a bright yellow Plymouth Prowler.
And you drove right by the croquet lawn.
Very beautifully manicured, yes. It was beautiful.
And the early 20th century elegant lobby, a real period piece, looks like an Italian palace. But as I was telling Stephen when I first came back, I always loved the Ritz. And I know you might remember my visit to the Ritz in Singapore and Shanghai.
You stated a few.
In Palm Beach is fairly new, but it has the same feel as older Ritz hotels, the ones in Montreal and Boston. Of course, Boston looks out onto the historic streets of a city and the Palm Beach Ritz, of course. Where does it open up? Right onto the beach, which is exactly what a hotel should do in Florida. And also the little Chesterfield Hotel, that has a real British feel, a library and cigar room, and one of the best concierges in town. I think you guys met him too, Joe Cataldo. He's your man.
We ate at the Chesterfield. Lovely little room there. The elegance of a bygone era, the clubby feel of the leathers and the and the steaks, and it was just a beautiful little room. Beautiful room.
Land.
Yes.
And Stephen, where was the place where we had lunch where Harrison Ford was staying, and he was in the swimming pool doing laps? Where was that?
That was at the I was at the Colony Hotel, Robert Wetland's hotel, under the Montreal Alouettes football team.
Right, another great spot.
Lots of choices there.
But it doesn't have to necessarily cost you a lot. West Palm Beach. Beach area.
I think if you pop over to West Palm Beach, drive about 5 minutes. It's fun. It's affordable. It's a great place to start your visit. On Clematis Street, at the Big Fountain, there is concerts there and street performers. It's all restored buildings and shops, outdoor cafes. Now, you have your expensive shops, but lots of variety. A younger crowd can go in the evening to dance clubs, as ice cream parlor, Irish pub. And, of course, you can't go to Florida, in my opinion, and not go Cuban, so you should try the 24-hour restaurant called Havana and have some black bean soup in West Palm Beach.
Sounds very interesting. Since the last time we were there, they've opened up the new downtown shopping complex, trying to revitalize the downtown area just around Clematis Street.
Yeah, that's called City Place, and it's almost like a little city within the city, kind of, I found, amusing and crazy mix of Florida architecture and kind of marzipan Italian architecture. There are galleries and balconies and hand-carved Italian fountains. And every store that you see in every restored area of any U.S. city is there. So
Judith, we've got to take a break right now. So
we'll come back and
come
finish
back
up
and
with
finish
Judith
up with.
After the break.
Across America via satellite.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening.
Travel World Radio Show. From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World
returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them. I'm Patrick T. Parker from
Yellow.
Go ahead.
Neil's on the line.
Excellent. We're going to wrap it with Judith immediately and go to Neil.
Okay.
Or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-357-4846. That's 1-800-357-4846. Barclay Financial. Mystery solved.
It's a fact. More and more vehicle accidents are being blamed on the use of cell phones while driving. Some states have made it illegal to use a phone while driving unless it's equipped with a hands-free speakerphone. That's why we developed the Navigator Hands-Free Kit that turns your cell phone into a speakerphone. It even powers and charges, and you can move it between vehicles without expensive adapters or installation. The Navigator Hands-Free Kit is a snap to install and incredibly easy to use with your Motorola StarTAC or Nokia 5100 or 6100 series cellular phones. Call 1-800-695-7698 now. Order the Navigator Hands-Free Kit for only $69.95. An optional universal kit is available for most other phones without the charger for $49.95. Call 1-800-695-7698 now.
Chipmunks roasting.
Return it within 90 days for a full, no questions asked refund. At $69.95, the Navigator is much less expensive than the adapters cell phone companies want to sell you. Call 1-800-695-7698 now.
This traffic's backed up almost a mile.
Yeah, probably just gawkers looking at an accident. Whew, some people.
Well, if there was an accident, I hope they call the police, especially if there's an injury. You know, a police report verifies the accident if damage is discovered later.
I know.
And I hope they contacted their insurance company as soon as possible. You know, some policies require notice within 24 hours.
I know.
They should find a reputable repair facility to find out how much damage was done to their vehicle and how long it'll take to fix. And you know, they should make sure their car drives the same after the accident.
I know. Well, look, see, it's just an accident. You know, we wouldn't have so many accidents if people would just pay attention to...
I know.
Know what to do if you're in an accident. Look for an iCar Gold Class Professional business. This message brought to you by the iCar Gold Class Professionals program and this station.
Across the nation.
Liberty Works Radio Network.
You have taken my script and you're speaking it for me.
I'm thrilled with the concept and the program.
The Democrats are people who use social welfare programs to get rich. And the Republicans are people who use social welfare programs to get richer.
One network, many voices.
Are you ready for the truth?
If I understood him correctly, because the voters had rejected this on the local and state level.
You wouldn't accept anything as long as you have the rhetoric to give to them and let them swallow.
But anyway, that's not why I call.
America's
new town forum across the nation.
Liberty Works Radio Network.
20 seconds.
Thank you.
Ten seconds.
Please stay on the air.
Are you?
Rejoice. Your days of suffering are over.
Liberty Works Radio Network.
Chipmunks roasting on an open fire. Hot sauce dripping from their toes. Yuletide squirrels fresh filleted by the choir. They poked hot skewers through their nose. Everybody knows.
Yep. Anybody tired of Alvin and the Chipmunks? So.
There is another use for them.
Much better one.
That's going to get us into the food and wine writers that we were talking about last night. New cuisine as we finish up the hour here talking about Florida here on Travel World. Stephen Pickford along with Willenbach, it's UF Serralbo and Vic Phillips. And we're talking to Judith Ritter talking about West Palm Beach. And
all
we
of
were
us.
Wrapping up.
Standing outside in Florida.
thinking about everything going on in Florida and the events going on down there. How did you get down to West Palm Beach?
Well, I hopped that daily nonstop flight from Canada. Of course, Air Canada is doing this daily West Palm Beach thing, making it pretty easy for everybody up here in the very cold north to get down there. And, of course, American Airlines from the States, or I'm sure if you're committed to flying Air Canada, you can find a good connection. And actually, you know, Florida is something so special and so different. And as I was saying, this city place offers us a kind of Florida architecture, but the comfort of familiar stores like Williams-Sonoma, Restoration Hardware, Macy's, Barnes & Noble, Brookstone.
Well, it's that familiarity.
In Boston or New York or, you know, the San Fernando Valley.
Judith, we have 15 seconds left for you. Judith, we have 15 seconds left for you. Can you wrap it up, please?
Sure. Anyway, I'm looking forward to going back and looking forward to talking with you guys again. Going to Florida is a big kick for me. As you know, I'm usually off to farther places. But this is a lot of fun and great to talk with you guys.
Thanks.
Okay, thanks.
Right, same here.
And we got along to Neil Drabkin,
our fearless leader.
Yes, who's down in South Florida as well. He's calling us from Fort Lauderdale.
Neil.
Good morning, Admiral. Good morning, Dolby. How you doing?
How you doing, Neil?
Good morning, Vic. How are you?
I'm good, Neil. I'm good.
Hey, Neil, how about me?
How you doing?
He doesn't know my name. He doesn't know my name. How you doing, you?
It's so
bad. They have a cast of characters up there.
They are characters with a capital C.
We're sitting here knocking back eggnog in 20 below zero weather.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's the weather like down there this morning?
Well, it's not quite 20 degrees below zero. It's kind of cloudy, though, and has been for the past few days. A little bit on the cool side. Right now we're looking at about 72 or 73 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh, that's so bad.
Yeah, our heart bleeds.
You've been checking out some of the nightlife and different things going on. How have you been passing your days and nights?
Well, I've been helping them count the votes down here in Tallahassee. The vote count continues as we speak.
They should get a few more Canadians. Canadians can count.
No wonder it's going faster.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they're trying to do with all the Canadians down here. They're trying to recruit Canadians to help count some of the undervotes. They're doing that right now, which is a phenomenal situation here. I was trying to get away from an election up in Canada, and they talk nothing but.
And it's still going on and on and on. But this time you enjoyed flying down on board American Airlines.
That's right. American Airlines got us there on time, and a model for all other airlines, as the president just signed into effect an executive order that will force airlines to respect their on-time schedule and eliminate some of the delays we've been seeing. American got us here on time, and also another thing that they're doing, which is interesting, is eliminating a lot of rows of seats in the coach section of the aircraft, which might give people some leg room that they have been looking for many, many years now.
There's more room in the coach cabin on American Airlines than the other national carriers. They've refurbished their entire fleet. It's now a fait accompli. It is all done. All the planes in the American Airlines fleet and the domestic fleet have been retrofitted. And we were on one of the first ones coming back from Miami around a year ago that had the extra legroom, that had the wing-type headrests. Very nice, soft blue interior.
Oh, that was nice.
Very comfortable aircraft that we flew up from Miami last time.
A lot of people are using American to get down here now from all corners of the United States and Canada as the weather starts turning a little bit frosty up there, as I understand it.
And there's
no shortage of things to do, certainly. South Beach remains a very, very popular hotspot in the evenings with an array of restaurants and new hotels going up. The Lowe's has a new hotel up there now. And as you continue north up the highway, there's certainly a wide array of attractions. In Fort Lauderdale, of course, the riverfront is a very interesting place to be, with a variety of restaurants and night spots to be at, and just walking along the river and the coast, of course, is something you can't do up there at this time of the year, and certainly refreshing for Americans and Canadians,
Neil,
too.
Neil, you left off na-na-na-na-na.
You're rubbing it into everyone.
The water's warm. Come on in.
You come down there, hop on a flight. That's one thing about coming down to Florida is its accessibility from practically every corner of the United States and Canada. Your 3-4 hour flight maximum, the number of flights into Miami, for instance, which is American's major Southeast USA hub, converging from the other cities in the United States, as well as the Caribbean and Central America and South America. People are meeting in South Florida, which gives you that wide array of accessible attractions.
Restaurants galore for people of all tastes, and casual dining, more exclusive types of dining, all over the state of Florida, which is phenomenal. Last night I ate at Wolfgang Puck's restaurant. Of course, he's famous for owning Spago in Hollywood and Beverly Hills, and now has set up a chain of casual restaurants, one of which is down in the Sawgrass Mills, which is a shopping outlet that Sandra Phillips, of course, has spoken about. And the place was packed last night, packed apparently every night. You have to wait an hour to get in.
That would
and
be...
So there's all types of dining. And the Sawgrass Mills is an event in and of itself. It's a large, large outlet of designer stores where you can get designer quality clothing and accessories and fashions at very, very low prices. So that's something that people, of course, visit during the cloudy and cool days that we've been experiencing.
They can get out and do some other things, because dining and shopping are, of course, important elements of any vacation. And we enjoy the outdoors and taking in the sea breezes. But when you say cool weather at 72 degrees, I say, That's a warm summer's day here sometimes.
Yeah, well, it's a beautiful day in Abbeville.
Yes, Abbeville. 72. Yeah. 72 degrees. Hey, perfect weather to
trade
get outside. We'll trade. But you're planning actually to go back again next weekend, too. You practically live down in South Florida. South Florida is your second home.
There you have it. But look forward to seeing you guys this week up there in the cold north.
Yes, we'll warm up your seat for you.
Okay.
Neil Drabkin with us this morning on Travel World from Fort Lauderdale. And we had come up to the top of the hour, another week coming to a close.
Next week is our last show of the year.
Yeah, because we'll be taking a two-week hiatus during the Christmas season. We've been exactly 1 year exclusively on the Liberty Works Radio Network across America via satellite.
That rocks.
It was the 12th of December, which marked the end of 80 years of broadcasting. Marconi, it was born by Marconi, killed by the two Pierres. So
yeah, that's
what it says on the gravestone in the Broadcasters Hall of Fame.
AM 600, our first station. Yeah,
1 year ago. So how time passes by. A year goes by, an hour goes by, but the fun continues.
So next week, what's in store for this?
Next week, your good friend Melanie Reffitz, the Segway Queen, will be talking about her trip to Mexico, Oaxaca and Puebla.
We'll give her the wireless mic. We'll make her sit outside with Robbie during the show.
She'll actually be on the telephone.
Weather.
She'll be like 20 miles away from you. She'll
be
recreating the atmosphere. She can eat some burritos and tacos and do that in her home.
Good.
Well, so you don't have to. you don't have to worry. We'll have fun with her, but via the modern communications methods that we employ exclusively for the listening benefit of our audience on the Travel World Radio Show.
Well, another week come and gone. I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
And I'm Vic Phillips.
I'm Yoav Saral. We'll keep it real.
Join us next week. Travel World is produced in Montreal by the NASCAR Marketing Company.